This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with a business news update, and as you can see, I'm back home in Sydney. I hope you've enjoyed all the videos that I made from different parts around the world. In this episode, we're going to be covering some of the key things that I learned when I was traveling for a month that might help you run your business. So let's get into it. Traveling on 7 aeroplanes to 7 countries, I've really had a good chance to stretch the boundaries on my business, to see how it functions when I'm not there. And I've often talked about this works without you factor for running your business, but here's a few of the key findings that I learned. Firstly, it's really important that you have strong systems set up and great communication with your team. As you may or may not know, I have nearly 80 staff in my business. And when I was away, we had a system that if they needed me to work on something, then they had to put the subject line urgent. So after a month, I was able to clear my emails that were urgent in less than 30 minutes a day. And the ones that were not urgent built up. And over a month, I ended up getting around about 100 emails a week that I need to look at, but are not necessarily urgent. The second thing is I had the team leader send me every single working day a numbers report. And this is a dashboard snapshot of our business. It shows us our sales, our support tickets, our main bullet point issues. And by using this system, I was able to continue running my business while I was traveling with my family. One of the things that I've learned about business is that the best things are generally uncommon advice. There's great Harvard reports and books and stuff that you can buy on Amazon, and I recommend you read as much as you can. But a lot of the things I've learned have been taught to me by people who are, I guess, unconventional. And I had the pleasure of running a webinar during the month called Lunatic Millionaire. And on that training, I taught my students the things that I've learned from a guy that was running with me a $100 million a year plus business. And I have now turned that into a product. So look out for Lunatic Millionaire. I strongly recommend you get a hold of it. If you're a member of Silver Circle or Fastweb Formula, then you have access to it automatically. Otherwise, it's certainly worth the investment. It's important that you have a directory or a Rolodex of really good contacts. That's one of the great value benefits of Silver Circle. This week, I opened up the directories section of Silver Circle so that members can exchange details and really get the maximum value for their membership. Now, keep in mind, these members are around the $1,000 per mark mentoring fee. So they have got a good investment and they're very qualified people. If you would like to join Silver Circle, then go to silvercircle.com and check the status. I'm now displaying the status, whether it's open or closed. It generally opens about once every 3 months. And right now, as I'm recording this, it's open. So if you do want to join, it's time to contact me. The way to join is to email me, james@superfastbusiness.com, and tell me about why you think you'd be a good fit for Silver Circle. What it involves is me speaking to you every single week, and I will help you grow your business much faster than you can do it by yourself. And the evidence is the results that my students are getting. We've had many students double their business, and that's really what I'm all about, helping you double your business. That's the minimum criteria that I would like to help you with right now. Another fact about traveling is that it really shows which parts of your routine are working. Everything's thrown out. The currency's different. The language can be different. You have to remember to wake up on time, to be in certain places. You're staying in different accommodation. Your meal is pretty much different every time, and you're always taking in new inputs from the scenery and surroundings. So when it comes to making things like a video every few days or doing the business things, that's where routine kicks in. And I found it was actually easy to create these videos while I was away because I have it as a habit. It's a routine, and it doesn't require as much willpower as it does to make complex decisions. I'm going to put a link to a great book that I read about willpower that certainly changed my attitudes around routine and demonstrated how important it is to build things into your structure that require very minimal input. So I'll put a link to that right near this video. I suggest you check it out. It's a really cheap purchase on Kindle. Get onto Amazon and buy it today. One thing I'm working on in my business, and I work with students, is to reduce the resistance for your offers, to make things easier for people. That means having great usability on your websites. It means thinking about what's going on in the mind of someone when they come to your site, what they're going to do, when you send them direct response pieces, when you phone them up, make it flow smoothly. I've been connecting business internet to my house recently, and when I contacted the representative, it was really easy for me to explain my situation in a way that helped them understand what I was trying to achieve, and I got the result faster. So when you structure things for people in a way that reduces the amount of effort they have to put into trying to understand what you're saying, that's when your rolling resistance reduces and things move forward faster. Other things like risk reversal, guarantees, special offers, using less fields that people have to fill in will also help you get forward faster. Also, if you follow people up instead of making them have to follow you up, that's even better. And that's a great way to build your business, is if you're actually scratching the itch that your customer is having just as they have it, without them having to do anything, you're right there for them. One thing I'm really enjoying is the new iPad mini. In fact, I've got it set up here with my bullet points for this session instead of using a whiteboard, and the little flap on it actually folds out like this and it sits there. And I think it's a great device. It's certainly good for reading Kindles, which I do every single day, and to listen to my music. But as a work device for making notes, using Evernote, it also has a camera and Siri. So I've thrown out my iPad 1, I've passed that down the line. The iPad mini's for me, and I also can put it neatly into the hoodie pocket and smuggle it onto an airplane, or it fits in the pocket of my shorts. So it's far more portable than the iPad, but it's a lot more usable than the iPhone. So I recommend the iPad mini. My action step for you this week is identify your biggest challenge and figure out what is the most logical step for you to implement to overcome that challenge. I would call this clearing the logs off the track. So if you are the steam locomotive powering along the tracks and you've got logs on the track, you have to pull the logs off. What log are you going to pull off the track this week to move forward with less resistance? I'm James Schrampko. I hope you've enjoyed this session. I'll catch up with you next week. Until then, have a great week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.